don't catch you slipping now. Look what I'm whipping now. Look how I'm geeking now. I'm so pretty.
Hello, my name is Holly Hedgepeth, and I'm with the Cancer Services Program of Columbia and Greene County, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC ACRA.
All together now, the 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday newscast for Greene and Columbia counties is looking for contributors. If you have an idea for a regular or irregular segment, or if you want to interview the public at a local event or write stories for the WGXC newsroom at WGXC.org, send an email to info@WGXC.org. All together now.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, your daily grassroots global, unembedded, independent, international investigative news hour, broadcasting live every weekday morning at 8 here on WGXC 90.7 FM in Greene and Columbia counties.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. Network.
You've tuned in to All Together Now, WGXC's regional look at the news from Hudson Valley and the Capital Region, from the Catskills to the Berkshires and beyond. I'm Tom Rowe, and today you'll hear all sorts of local news updates, weather, interviews, and more, plus community events and the song of the day on All Together Now.
This is the news. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the news. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
On air, in air, waves controlled. On air, in air, channel connection. And the moon turns to blood.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
We take you now to
this radio broadcast.
You are tuned in to All Together Now, a collaborative one-hour news show for community radio stations in the Capital Region and New York's Hudson Valley. All Together Now features contributions from the public, along with programmers at WOOC in Troy and WGXC in Accra, featuring local and regional news, weather updates, and newsmaker interviews.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Swimmers are being advised by the State Department of Environmental Conservation to avoid Kinderhook Lake after the discovery of harmful algae blooms in the water. DEC test samples taken on June 26 confirmed the presence of cyanobacteria, a harmful algae bloom. Bloom is currently concentrated in one part of the lake and a cove along a large segment of the northwestern shore. Three samples taken by DEC representatives tested at levels above the agency's threshold for a confirmed bloom. Officials are urging people to stay away from discolored water, foul-smelling water, pond scum or foam,
and warned that exposure by touching, swallowing, or inhaling could cause diarrhea, nausea, or vomiting, and skin, eye, or throat irritation. The lake is privately owned and managed by the Kinderhook Lake Corporation. Kinderhook Town Supervisor Pat Grattan said, and I quote, "I have no recollection of this happening before," end quote. The corporation treated the water with copper sulfate June 25th, and bloom counts have dropped since the DEC sampling. Bill Clary, president of the Kinderhook Lake Corporation, said, and I quote, "The water clarity is good. Activities should be in the normal range for the 4th of July," end quote. Clary urged residents to check the corporation website, take precautions to make their own decisions about swimming in the lake. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Barry Teasdale is reporting for the Columbia paper. Bert S. Goldfinger, a Columbia County resident with a home in New York City, pleaded guilty to disorderly conduct June 25th in Ghent Town Court. Goldfinger entered the plea after being charged with two felonies for submitting a false document and voting twice in the 2013 general election. The felony complaints filed by the state police say that Goldfinger sent an absentee ballot to the Columbia County Board of Elections on November the 1st and then voted November the 3rd in person in New York City. Columbia County District Attorney Paul Chica, who was present for the plea, said he does not know how often multiple voting happens in the county. He added that he hopes this case might help deter others from attempting it in the future. Goldfinger's lawyer, Michael P. McDermott, said the double voting happened at a time when his client was changing his legal residence and his voting registration from Manhattan to Ghent. McDermott said the voting happened in an off-year election and the two ballots cast had no candidates in common. He called the case a, and I quote, "technical violation," end quote, with, and I quote, "no malice or criminal intent," end quote. Judge Mark Porton sentenced Goldfinger to a fine and surcharge of $225 plus 20 days community service. You can read the full story in the Columbia paper. Abel Lombardo and Rachel Silverstein are reporting for Capital Confidential. State Comptroller Thomas P. DiNapoli is warning of fiscal challenges ahead in a report on the enacted budget, financial, and capital spending plans. DiNapoli said in a statement, and I quote, "The state ended the last year with the largest general fund balance in recent years, but continues to face real fiscal challenges. New York's growing out-year gaps, shrinking debt capacity, and the lingering threat of federal funding cuts cloud the horizon. Yet there are no plans to add to our reserves, leaving the state with little cushion in the event of an economic downturn," end quote. DiNapoli said that efforts to change federal funding for health care represent a budgetary risk for New York. More than two-thirds of federal funds for New York go to local assistance Medicaid payments. The report also highlights an increase in spending taken off budget, a projected decrease in spending on capital projects, and a reliance on temporary funding sources. You can read the full story at Capital Confidential. Wednesday is Independence Day. The Daily Freeman has a schedule on how various offices and services will be affected. Amtrak will be operating on a Sunday schedule. Banks will be closed. County offices will be closed. Federal offices will be closed. Financial markets closed. Green County Transit will have no service. There will be no mail delivery. Metro North has extra outbound trains on Tuesday afternoon and a Sunday schedule on Wednesday. All state offices will be closed. And Trailways will be on a holiday schedule. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For weather reports, public meetings, and other information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day, and a happy 4th of July. Here is the regional weather forecast for the Hudson Valley and Capital Region. From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Weather Update. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Some of those storms could produce heavy rain. It will be partly sunny and hot, with a temperature high near 91 degrees. The heat index values as high as 99 degrees, and a light northwest wind. The chance of precipitation for this afternoon is 40%. For tonight, it will be partly cloudy with a low around 69 degrees. Your forecast for the next 2 days, well on Wednesday, Independence Day.
Isolated showers and thunderstorms afternoon. It will be partly sunny and hot with a temperature high near 90 degrees and a heat index value as high as 96 degrees. And for the fireworks, Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 69. And on Thursday, isolated showers and thunderstorms afternoon, mostly sunny with a high near 91 degrees. Thursday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 72. So there you have your WGXC Hands-On Radio weather update. For local news, public meetings, and more information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org.
There are so many events on the WGXC community calendar online at WGXC.org, and you can add your own by pressing the Add an Event button right there on the page. If you do, folks like me will read your community event on the radio. Folks around the world will see it online at WGXC.org, including some of these events.
Wednesday, July 4th is a holiday, so there's not much officially going on, but there are some events. Like at the Claremont State Historic Site, they're having an old-fashioned Independence Day there with reenactors, 18th century crafts, music, food, entertainment of the unnamed variety, and a view of the Saugerties fireworks over the Hudson River at dusk. Go to friendsofclaremont.org for more information about that. Thursday, July 5th, Cairo has a planning board meeting at 7 p.m., Take out your phone if you go to that meeting or any other local town meeting. Make a recording or make a live web stream through the WGXC app. 7 p.m. is the Cairo Planning Board meeting, Thursday, July 5th. Also Thursday, July 5th, the Sweet 16 Cinema Club is at Hilo in Catskill. It's a new series dedicated to watching films on film. The first one, this is the first in the series, because they're showing From the First People, directed by Sarah Elder and Leonard Kamerling from 1977. Also, Plant Life at Work, produced by the Moody Institute of Science. Six short films by James Gore from 1973, and Rip Van Winkle, produced by Terry Toons in 1934. It's an hour and 30 minutes long, all those films, and there's a link on the WGXC community calendar for more information about the Sweet 16 Cinema Club that begins Thursday, July 5th, 8 p.m. at Hilo in Catskill, 365 Main Street. Friday, July 6th, Twisted Pine String Band performs at PS21 in Chatham, 8 p.m. Also Friday, July 6th, The Spliffs, a Woodstock-based band, perform 8 p.m. at Hilo in Catskill with a live web stream at WGXC.org. Friday, July 6th is also when Royal Jelly Jive performs at Club Helsinki in Hudson. Soul Jive and Gypsy Blues is the description of that band. 9 p.m. Friday, July 6th at Club Helsinki in Hudson. Saturday, July 7th, there's an Art Scouts program for students grades kindergarten through 6th at the Wasaic Project in Wasaic, New York at 10:30 a.m. Elliot Fisk and Yehuda Hanani perform at 8 p.m. at PS21 Saturday, July 7th. It's the annual Paul Grunberg Memorial Bach Concert with classical guitarist Elliot Fisk and cellist Yehuda Hanani performing Bach cello suites at 8 p.m. Saturday, July 7th at PS21 in Chatham. Functions perform at High Low in Catskill Saturday, July 7th. That band includes Otto Hauser, Rachel Z, Jay Collins, Scott Petito, and David Gilmore. Saturday, July 7th, Red, White, and Indigo is at the Ankrum Opera House. It's a cabaret musical performance by Lady Rizzo, 8:30 p.m. Saturday, July 7th. The Nels Klein 4 performs at Club Helsinki in Hudson. The incredible experimental guitarist Nels Klein, who also plays in Wilco, is at Club Helsinki in Hudson Saturday, July 7th. Sunday, July 8th, Crazy Doberman, which includes members of Wolf Eyes and Doberman, perform at the Low.
Song that we love to sing. Every time we hear the music, and we're in this love together, we got the kind that lasts forever.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Graham. The Daily Freeman reports that while the heat advisory remains in effect through 8 p.m. today for much of the Hudson Valley, relief is on the way. With several days of temperatures in the 90s, the area has had an official heat wave, with humidity levels making it seem like the temperature is in the 100s. Now, though, afternoon showers are forecast for the next several days, which should provide help. And a cool front is predicted to arrive on Friday. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting temperatures below 80s during the day this weekend and in the 50s at night. And you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Paul Brooks reports in the Times-Herald that Governor Andrew Cuomo was in Kingston July 2nd to announce which projects will get parts of the $10 million Downtown Revitalization Initiative Award. About $3.8 million of the money will go to help the Venora family build a $50 million parking garage, hotel, restaurants, other retail shops, and 132 apartments at the north end of Wall Street. Kingston was one of 10 communities to win $10 million from the state out of 100 applicants, and Hudson was another. In March, Hudson's Downtown Revitalization Initiative Committee released their list of projects they'd like to see get part of the $10 million grant from the state. Cuomo has yet to make a final announcement on which Hudson projects will be funded. You can read the full story in the Times-Herald Record. Television station WNYT in Albany reports that the town of Skodak Planning Board approved a 1 million square foot warehouse July 2nd that Amazon plans to use for distributing deliveries. The board approved the plan without an environmental impact study. The town board needs to approve a water and sewer extension before construction can proceed in the southern Rensselaer County town. Amazon says it will employ 800 people full-time when the building opens in the fall of 2019. Not everyone at the planning board meeting was in favor of the project. Skodak resident Jen Williams said, and I quote, "So what happens when Amazon comes up with some magic robot or whatever else, moves somewhere else, and I've got a 1 million square foot building next door? It's going to be subdivided with God knows what goes in there. What environmental impact is that going to have? And it still sits on the aquifer that charges my wells as well as the town," end quote. Read the full story at the WNYT website. David Lombardo is reporting for the Albany Times-Union that New York State Senate passed a bill this year allowing drivers to take their hands off the steering wheel when using automatic parking features. The State Assembly, however, has not taken up the bill or any other concerning self-driving cars. A new report from the state says that at least two companies tested self-driving cars in New York in the past year. Joe Robats, the Senate Transportation Committee chair, says vehicles are currently being sold and used in the state with the automatic parking feature. Senator Jim Stewart, a Central New York Republican and chair of the Senate Insurance Committee, says he will try and update the state's insurance laws in the next legislative session in regard to autonomous vehicles. And you can read the full story in the Times-Union. That wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For weather reports, public meetings, and other information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org. Yeah.
this is Rob Gellis with This Week in History, a chronicle of significant or infamous events in art, science, music, literature, sports, and more that occurred this week either in the near or distant past. This week, we look at the events that happened on July 1st through July 6th. On July 1st, 1916, Mamie Dowd married Lieutenant Dwight D. Eisenhower at her parents' home in Denver, Colorado. The year before, she had met Eisenhower at a party in San Antonio, Texas. This began a courtship, and on Valentine's Day in 1916, Eisenhower and Mamie became formally engaged. On July 2nd, 1839, African slaves aboard the Spanish schooner Amistad revolted and took over the ship. Later, an American naval ship seized the Amistad, and the Africans were imprisoned. In February 1841, the Supreme Court heard the case, and John Quincy Adams helped defend them. The Supreme Court ruled that the Africans had been illegally enslaved, and they were freed and allowed to sail back to West Africa. On July 3, 1863, Union forces under General Meade defeated the Confederate forces of General Robert E. Lee on the third day of the Battle of Gettysburg in southern Pennsylvania. Early that day, Lee ordered the forces under General Pickett to attack the heavily fortified Union forces on Cemetery Ridge. However, Lee was advised by his most trusted subordinate, General Longstreet, that the assault could not be sustained. On July 4th, 1776, the Continental Congress agreed on the final wording of the Declaration of Independence. Actually, the Declaration of Independence had been voted and approved 2 days earlier. However, July 4th, 1776 became the date that was included on the document and is celebrated as the birthday of the United States of America. On July 5th, 1948, Julie Nixon Eisenhower was born in Washington, D.C. She is the youngest daughter of Richard and Pat Nixon. Julie is married to David Eisenhower, the grandson of Dwight D. Eisenhower, and is the mother of three grown children. On July 6th, 1957, Aletha Gibson became the first black tennis player to win Wimbledon Women's Singles Tennis Championship in England. Gibson also won the Women's Doubles Championship later in the day. After retiring from tennis, she released her own album, Aletha Gibson Sings, and later authored an autobiography, I Always Wanted to Be Somebody. You have been listening to This Week in History, a twice-monthly broadcast of historic events on WGXC 90.7 FM. If you have an event that you would like to hear included in This Week in History, email me, Rob Gellis, at info@wgxc.org.
Consider making a donation to the WGXC Spring Pledge Drive, Summer Pledge Drive, 518-697-7400. You can't tell if it's spring or summer around here. 518-697-7400 is the number to call, or go online to wgxc.org/donate and make a donation to keep local radio live and local. After the Battlefield Earth Show in the early morning hours of Wednesday, July 4th, tune in to Experimental Sounds Overnight with the latest audio diary from Dan Tapper after the midnight news. Vital Weekly Show has experimental music from Amsterdam at 1 a.m., and the Tabs Out Show is at 2 a.m. with 3 hours of brand new cassette sounds. Overnight on Waveform Standing Wave Radio and WGXC.
Coming up on the WGXC 90.7 FM community program schedule for Wednesday, July 4th, Tom Rowe starts the day in Acre with the WGXC morning show from 9 to 11 a.m., then beginning at 11, American History, a special Independence Day music mix, American History told through song from Patti Smith's Constantine's Dream to the Magnetic Fields, songs from the Hamilton soundtrack, Johnny Horton, Public Enemy, Bob Dylan, Woody Guthrie, a 5-hour chronological survey through American history curated by Tom Rowe. Later on, after the news hour at 7 o'clock, Aidan Collins hosts The July 4th edition of No Show, Music for Night Drives, Sleep Deprivation, and Dehydration. That's live in Hudson until 9:30. WGXC's Radio Everywhere Spring Pledge Drive. Help us raise $25,000 to keep Creative Community Radio live and local in Greene and Columbia counties, from the Catskills to the Berkshires and beyond. Call now, 518-697-7400. That's 518-697-7400. Or visit our website at wgxc.org/donate. And make your one-time tax-deductible donation or become a sustaining monthly supporter. Do your part to celebrate great local radio here, there, and everywhere in your community.
When you're tired of your toys and of your games from the television, you're done with chores and homework, and it's time to make a big decision. You might need a change of scenery. It might be time to go over mountains, over oceans, through dark jungles down below. On an airplane, a railroad, on a tall ship with the tide. Railroad, on a tall ship with the tide. All you need is a little music. How's about it? What do you say we buckle up and go for a little ride?
Let's go everywhere, man. Let's go everywhere, man. There's lots of fun out there, man. We got to have our share, man. Get out of your chair, man. Let's go everywhere.
We'll go to Bombay, Taipei, Mandalay, Bora Bora, Deauville, Louisville, Whoville, Guacamora, Havana, Montana, Savannah, Varanasi, Bermuda, Barbuda, or Yehuda, Tallahassee, Khartoum, Rangoon, Cancun, Saskatoon, Kowloon, Cameroon, Brigadoon, to the moon.
Let's go everywhere, man. Let's go everywhere, man. Lots of fun out there, man. We got to have our share, man. Get out of your chair, man. Let's go everywhere.
Cairo, Shiloh, Moscow, Chichen Itza, Krakatoa, Shenandoah, Tasmania, Slovenia, Romania, Pago Pago, Sedona, Pamplona, Daytona, Patagonia, Winona, Bologna, Barcelona, Caledonia, Bangkok, Sliding Rock, Antioch, Cuba City, Sun City, Cloud City, Emerald City, ain't it pretty?
Let's go everywhere, man. Let's go everywhere, man. There's lots of fun out there, man. We got to have our share.
Everywhere. 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 July 3rd, 2018 at 6:30 p.m. at Catskill Town Hall, 439-441 Main Street, Catskill, New York, to hear comments and concerns regarding existing violations of the Code of the Town of Catskill, Junk, Chapter 115, Article 2, Sections 115-19, at the property of Michael and Melissa Roberts, 6 Short Street, Catskill, New York, tax map number 212.16-2-33, in that conditions on the property have been deemed upon inspection to constitute a public nuisance. The property owner is directed in order to immediately abate or remove conditions before July 3, 2018. Failure or refusal to comply by the above specified date may result in duly authorized officer, agent, or employee of the Town of Catskill entering upon the property and abating or removing the public nuisance. The cost and expense of such abatement or removal shall be the responsibility of the owner, and without limitation of the town's potential remedies to recoup its expenses, such cost and expense shall be assessed against the described property and shall constitute a lien thereon to be collected as provided by law. By order of the Catskill Town Board, Elizabeth Ciazzo, Catskill Town Clerk.
Okay. So we'll open the hearing for public comments, but it would be important that I read a communication from the code enforcement officer so that we understand the current status. Regarding the matter of code violation on lands of Michael E. and Melissa R. Roberts, located at 6 Short Street in Smith's Landing, the code enforcement office had occasion to conduct a site visit at the property late last week. The premises were found to have been satisfactorily cleaned of the junk material, including the many open garbage cans, which prompted the original issuance of violation number 23-2018 by the code enforcement office. Said violation is considered satisfactorily remedied, and therefore there is no reason to continue the town board's efforts pursuant to town code section 115-25. I have written to town justice Jacobs and respectively requested that the subject case against Mr. and Mrs. Roberts be dismissed, although given the short notice, I will likely still have to appear in court on the scheduled date and time to formally close out this matter. So I will, is there anyone here tonight as related to that issue? If not, and I hear no public comments, comments from the board? Nope. Then I hereby close the public hearing at 6:32. And now we will proceed to our regularly scheduled meeting. We have some minutes to be accepted on June 5th, 2018, the public hearing, the local law campground regulations, the monthly board meeting, and the emergency meeting. We have the June 7th department head meeting, the emergency meeting on the 11th, and the committee meeting on the 20th. Motion. I'll entertain a motion from Jared, second from Patrick. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Minutes are accepted. We have three resolutions this evening. We have Resolution 47, which is the cement and sewer billing. The cement and sewer billing is what we traditionally bill on the sewer. User fee, this is for the second half of 2018. It's going to be due, as of July 1st. The user fee for the first half of the year is $297.75 per unit. So therefore, we, the Catskill Town Board, approve the cement and sewer user fee for July 1, 2018 through December 31st, 2018 in the amount of $297.75 per unit. I'll entertain a motion.
Motion.
Motion from Mr. McCulloch. Second from Jared. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Resolution is passed. I'm going to need a motion to present the following for consideration and adoption. This is an amendment to the original motion, which is the Town of Catskill entering into its contract with Santo Associates for Code Enforcement Services. The original contract was June 1. The term will begin July 1 through May 31st, 2021. I need a motion.
A motion.
Motion from Patrick.
Second.
Second from Jared. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion is carried, and I will sign that contract if I haven't already. I think I signed the first one. Thank you. And then the final resolution is the Town of Catskill. Position eliminated. The town of Catskill has entered into a contract for code enforcement services, whereas the terms of the contract, the Santos says to staff the offices of the code enforcement department. Therefore, we, the town of Catskill, hereby abolish and eliminate the position of clerk for the code enforcement department effective 8/4/18 at the beginning of the business day. I need a motion.
Motion.
Motion from Jared.
Second.
Second from Patrick. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion. Resolution is passed. Correspondence. Letter from the Village of Catskill regarding negotiations for fire protection in the town. The contract expires 12/31/18. We haven't heard anything back from Betsy?
No, not yet.
Okay. So myself and who? Did anybody else volunteer? Did anybody else
have?
Just, yeah.
All right. So
reach out again?
Yeah, copy me on it again, and then we'll get some available. Thursdays work for you?
Thursdays, Tuesday nights after 6.
Okay. So any Thursday during the day or Tuesday nights after 6?
Or Thursday evenings, whatever.
Okay.
We're pretty flexible.
Yeah. Letter from Central Hudson. This is Catskill to Caro Transmission Line Rebuild Project. They sent us a letter and wanted to know if we had any concerns, etc. Being as this was going to be done other than TAR, it was going to be done on the same property, we had looked at it, and the only question that Elliot had was there are 5 homes that are along this side, and because some of these poles will, the pole heights are going to increase by 11 feet, Elliot asked if he could go out and see sight lines to see what it, in case any residents had some concerns. So he's going to work with them on setting up some time either next week or the week after, and then we'll sign off on this after that conversation. They just want us to, they would like to confirm the understanding with the town in writing indicating that no land use or zoning permits are required from either the town's planning board or the zoning board of appeals. Both Gary and Joe are comfortable with this. They were in the original meeting. So the only question that was left was the sight lines. And I think that's a good question to ask. Okay? So we'll follow up on that after that happens. Virtual Towns and Schools, which is what you use, Liz, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Has been bought by Civic Plus, so they just sent us a communication regarding that. A letter from the Breaking AIDS Ride, which will travel through our jurisdiction September 15th from 8 a.m. to noon. They're requesting permission for the event. No roads will be closed. They've notified local police departments of the event. So I don't think there's any... Do they need an acknowledgement from us?
They do. They just want me to sign off on it.
What am I signing? Anything?
It's just approval of the event.
Okay. We were notified in writing.
Mm-hmm.
125 bicyclists will be participating. They will ride at their own pace. They will follow the vehicular rules of the road. This is not a race or a timed event. You comfortable?
Yep.
What's the route?
The route?
The route.
Where do they start? Titus Mill, Vandenberg.
Green Lake Road, Scary Turnpike, out of Oasis on the Scary Turnpike on the Green Lake Road to avoid Buttermilk Falls Road, onto Main Street at Stop Sign, onto Corderskill Road, onto Vetter Mountain Road, onto Corderskill, onto, they're going to go down 23A and go to Old Kings Road.
Yeah.
That's uphill.
Way a hill. Good luck.
You going to run alongside them?
We're going down there now. That's okay.
And then we have to provide a contact name and number for an individual who will be on duty during the actual event in case of an emergency.
What is George?
September 15th is my daughter's wedding, so I'm going to...
What day of the week?
It's a Saturday.
Wouldn't it be ambulance?
I mean, yeah, if there's an emergency, they call 911.
Okay. Why don't we just say 911 and let them dispatch?
No, because that's just a multi-jurisdictional.
Yeah. I took that out of context one day, and it was not a good day. So, 911. End of story. Resolution number 165-18 from Greene County Legislature authorizing the chairman enter into a pilot with Bogart Solar, so that means the county will be consistent with us and with the school. And a lovely letter of gratitude from Carl and Sue, either Lagana or Lagana, regarding Aaron Klaus and his help with them finding their dog. The dog had been gone on the run for 9 days.
Was that the Sheltie or the
I think so.
Collie? Or
yeah,
I saw the pictures on Facebook.
It's a Tibetan Terrier.
Oh,
is what it was.
Okay.
And it had been on the run, and it was all, you know, just following social media and posting and sightings, etc. And they were very grateful, which is a good thing to hear. And then the town of Catskill added a new employee benefit at no cost to us, which is a help to our deferred compensation plan. This was on the basis of an employee that made the recommendation. We looked into it, and it absolutely made sense. So our employees will be able to make Roth contributions at their discretion. Travis was here earlier, and he did address a residence constituents restoration issue earlier with me out on Jefferson Heights. But other than that, he had one thing to communicate to us, which is by the end of next week, leads will be good to go. And in terms of hookups, so that means a communication, Liz.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously we'll work with them so that we make sure we're not putting the cart before the horse. And then if there are any additional issues that anybody's heard from constituents as we close out in leads, not obviously close out of restoration, but in terms of... anything else that you have?
Well, how's the restaurant connecting?
I'm sorry?
The pipe goes from Castle Motor Lodge up across Susquehanna Turnpike and then into Park Lane and Park Place and all that. Comes back down the hill past the fire.
Which restaurant? Gracie's?
Yeah.
I think they're coming in.
Past the firehouse.
Yeah.
It makes it right in the leads. So there's a section where there's no main. That runs in front of the firehouse.
Mm-hmm.
So, someone asked me how the firehouse is supposed to connect.
Through Park.
They're going to.
Well, they have a
grinder pump then.
There is one.
There is, okay.
That's what they needed an easement for.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then all those houses on the other side of the road, Gracie's on up, all have grinders?
Yes. Gracie's has a grinder, I know.
And then that grip fit and all that stuff down to that hill, what's that road?
Creek Lane?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, the lady that was here. It was the last meeting or the meeting before that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. Any other items from the board?
No, I'll go to Travis's, two of their places. Don't stop us.
Just,
they don't know where they're supposed to go.
Okay. And the other question was, if you engage a contractor and they tried to put the main thing so that, you know, they would stagger those stubs so that there wasn't, you know, they know where the rock is. But if they run into a situation, if a customer runs into a situation where the contractor is saying to them, well, there's a lot of rock here, it's going to cost, they want to be on site so that they can help with the siting of it. Some of the issues is you could bring it up higher, but if it freezes... Right, so you have to. There has to be that happy medium about where you put it, which was part of the discussion that we had with the property owner out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very sure that we had a solution to that. So we'll need to clarify if there's a misunderstanding.
Yeah, I'll tell.
Okay, excellent. Anything else?
Yep, two things. One is I just got a payment schedule for the bond for $550,000, the one that we're going to do for capital improvements.
Mm-hmm.
It's at 2.99% for 7 years. I emailed that to everybody.
Yep.
So Liz, you said maybe, or hopefully next week we can...
Depending upon everybody's schedule.
Mm-hmm. Get that going.
Okay.
And then the second is Sean received a 2-week notice from one of his employees,
mm-hmm.
Jason Oakley.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to accept that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll make a motion that we accept that.
Okay.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? We wish Mr. Oakley well.
Yep, thank him for
his service.
Uh-huh. And also, I'd like to authorize the highway superintendent to post that job when he seems when he knows he needs to fill it. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's right now, but I figured we'd do that now.
Absolutely.
Give it a
yep. So I'll need a motion.
Patrick, second by me.
Okay. Patrick, second by Jared, to post the vacant highway position. Which reminds me of one thing, and we haven't come to any conclusions yet, but we are going to seek guidance from our HR folks regarding the recent Supreme Court decision regarding unions. Our first thought is to reach out to both of the union folks within our organization, you know, within our departments, but then also reach into the people that we were working with from the union side, so Steve Wigan and the ambulance group, and the shop folks, and then Charlie, and just see what the thinking is in terms of what the process will be.
I don't think it's going to affect anybody in the highway.
Not in highway. I'm
almost positive that 100% of those guys are in the union.
Yeah.
Ambulance,
there was one example that was shared where an individual had actually been not comfortable with working in a union environment and had kind of sought employment, as we know. That's mm-hmm. Highly competitive market, so that could change that individual's mind in terms of whether he wanted to work with us. But I think the best thing to do is just have an open conversation and figure out what everybody is up for. Because I agree with you, I don't think it's going to have much of an impact on us.
So this basically does away with the closed shop.
Correct.
Practice.
Yep.
Gives people a choice.
About making contributions. Mm-hmm. So. But I think, as you had said, the majority of our folks are pretty comfortable and locked into it, so I don't see that changing.
I'm just saying we have a lot of part-timers in
ambulance.
Are they
all in the union? I don't think so.
I don't believe they are.
But it could be wrong. It all depends on how the
contract depends on how many hours. Yeah. We've got per diems, and we've got part-times, and we've got more than part-times.
Yeah, I noticed when I was looking at the ambulance budget, mm-hmm. we're under budget for the advanced EMTs, mm-hmm. but the EMT class below that, we're right where we should be.
Right. So I think it's the labor market that we have and the consistency around it. The other thing is, you saw Kirsten's note.
Yes.
What you saw.
Yeah,
I
misread it.
Yeah, yeah. I think we're right. That sent me bed to bed with the thought. I went, oh God, should I look at that again? No, we can't be. Where could we have spent $400,000 that I didn't know about? And didn't sign off on.
So then we were under before?
So we're not under. We're basically what we are is we don't have the receipts in from the judge
or from
ambulance flags.
Right.
But we're right on the money in terms of expenses.
Yeah, all the
revenue,
percentages are very good.
Yeah, no, our expenses are perfect. Our revenue lags. So what you're seeing in July is usually May or June. Mm-hmm. So we'll wait and see.
And just this past Saturday was the town cleanup.
Mm-hmm.
Crews did an awesome job.
Excellent.
Sean said, even with the heat on Monday, no problems.
Right. Yep. And they had the hazardous waste stuff too.
The county.
Yeah. So I think it really, really helped. And you can really notice the roads from even the cleanup in April still.
Mm-hmm.
That everything looks the same.
He did a beautiful job paving from last year's down to.
Lots of compliments from Hickory Hollow
mm-hmm.
about good work there too. So,
yeah, the bucket truck paid off too. They were able to cut way back.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Any other items, Clerk Izzo? Anything we've missed? No. We open it up to public comments.
My name is Dottie Pickens. I live on Park Avenue.
Okay.
And I have given Liz the pictures and the list of issues.
Uh huh.
And the reason, I'm getting nervous, they finished last November,
uh-huh.
We were at the tail end, and
sure.
It's like they did a, kind of a rush job, kind of finishing.
Because of the weather.
And I'm afraid they're going to do it again.
No, because I'll tell you why. We were at a constituent's home today.
You were where?
I was at a resident's home today on Jefferson Heights, who were one of the first two houses to hook up.
Uh-huh.
And they had a concern about some of the restoration. So that was over a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be back to fix that.
Yeah.
So I understand your concerns,
but
I have not seen them drop the ball on anything. Sometimes we've had to go back and say, we didn't like the quality.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't look the way,
mm-hmm.
The feeling is it's got to come back. to the way it was. Now, we can't help it if it's in the middle of, I wouldn't want to put grass in this weather. I would want to wait until the fall. But I have not seen them miss anything. I've seen complaints, and then we make a call in conjunction with you. Your issue right now is timing. They're not done yet.
Yeah.
So restoration is really after people start hooking up.
Okay. Yeah, a couple of the pictures that you probably did
saw them.
See
yep.
was the macadam along the edge.
Sure.
They repaired that.
Yeah.
That was the repair job.
Yep.
Yeah, well, everything...
I talked to a man with my car. You know, they were all working, grooming the end of our road. And a fella comes along who looked like he was supervising the group that was working there.
Uh-huh.
And he told me, I'll take care of it. And we walked up, and I showed him the mess. And somebody took pieces of the cab, of the blacktop, and pieced it together.
Like jigsaw, yeah.
And you
yeah.
saw it.
Yeah.
That was, no. And that's the baby.
And that's why we have an engineering firm that oversees
yeah.
these guys.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
these are the things that we take to Travis or Alan, who's ever here at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we've bird dogged them right straight through. So
okay.
you haven't watched us, but if
yeah.
any of us get
yeah.
the call,
yeah. Yeah.
These ladies have been with us since the beginning of time. They can testify to our follow-up.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
like I say, they finished my one property at the end because they kept using it as a roadway.
Sure. Yeah.
And so they did a pathetic job.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
They put hay on one section, you know, to cover up one of the hookups. They put hay to the next section, which is also on a
mm-hmm.
different piece of my property. It's
mm-hmm.
in a different lot.
Mm-hmm.
And they left the whole bank in between empty.
Mm-hmm.
And they did that.
Yeah.
I don't even know they did that.
Right. So
because
that,
different people are doing different
right.
pieces of the group.
Right.
You know?
And that's why we have to have Travis there and usually Rick, the guy that heads up, or the foreman.
Yeah.
And if it's, there are places we've been back to again.
Yeah.
And again.
Yeah.
So this exercise today, it was probably our third time.
Uh-huh.
And we said... Yeah, there's patches all over the place. It didn't.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
seed didn't take.
You know, the back on the lawn, and they forget they were on that lawn
yeah.
and they made ruts and
yeah.
stuff.
You know, the thing to remember about these guys, it's like when you go to a hotel, the front office
mm-hmm.
is the first place that people go to. You know, the front desk is the first place that people go to,
mm-hmm.
but it's not where the hotel spends time or money or training.
Yeah.
And yet it's the first experience that you
yes.
have, right? So in your case, and in all of your cases, restoration is the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
But for these guys, the construction is the most important
yeah.
thing. So we have to work with them, and that's why you have a full-time engineering firm that rides these projects. So you have our personal...
Yeah.
I'll speak
and
to
they
you
don't
guys.
Get paid until it's done.
And they don't get paid until it's done.
Right.
yeah.
So...
yeah, last year when this man walked up the street with me, they only paid half of the... street.
Well, they're going to repave the entire
road
next year.
Yeah, next year.
Yes.
Okay.
The highway superintendent plans on repaving
the half of it that they left. You know, it's just
yeah.
It's
the challenge that the reason that the because the highway superintendent, it is our highway guys
uh-huh.
that will do this or you know make the decision as to when, and he did. There was a reason I can't remember. It was the timing of it that.
It's in the bid.
It's the pricing?
Well, it's the pricing, but it's in, I think it's in our contract.
It's in the layout of the contract.
The layout of the contract.
As to the timing
of it.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, when they were grooming last fall, the man just groomed even, the dirt was even with the road, and I said, we need a ditch. They eliminated our ditch.
Yep.
They eliminated the
yeah.
water path on
yep.
the other side of it.
Yep.
And so that's, he did give me a ditch by taking the bank down. You know, they scraped
right.
our bank, which anything to get a ditch, you know, because he told me all the water won't hurt the road. The other guy who walked up the street and he says, do you know how much blacktop cost? You know, those were the couple of comments, you know, like, hey. So
right.
that's it. And I thank you.
Yeah, and we can't, so I've got a full trail here. I've got your pictures. I've got your note,
mm-hmm.
Which you left with Liz. And then I have an exchange. He asked you to write down all your issues, take pictures, so that
yeah.
when we resume with restoration, we make sure we address all of the issues.
Yeah.
let me know if anything has changed based on what you've heard. So you had this conversation and you listed all of the things that you want.
And the pictures. He said, make a list. I said, pictures list, and that's what I brought.
Perfect. Yeah. So, and my response to him was, I think she's wondering when. And what I think we can articulate is, if they are at a point where they're releasing people's ability to hook up next week, then my expectation would be that we can have a conversation with him the week after or so and ask for timing, recognizing that I wouldn't want anybody putting anything in the ground right now. I would want a fall date.
Yeah. Well,
otherwise, it won't seed.
They had seeded it. They put the grass on it, the hay on it, and asked it an hour.
Yeah.
The wind blew it away within the hour.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Yep. They're not, you know, they're not, what's the word? They're not landscapers. And so you have to kind of ride herd on them a little bit in terms of that. And there are slopes and drainage issues that nobody quite remembers which is the way it was, but then you have to go back. So
they put a culvert, they replaced a culvert, then when it was open, they covered up the other side.
Yeah.
Because they didn't give us any drainage on that side of the road.
Right.
That's where Sean, the highway superintendent.
Yeah. Yeah. So my guess is when we get this list together, we get Travis there, we get probably ask Sean to spend a little while there. People who know what needs to get done, okay? But you know where we live, so...
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
But
do I sign in or... Okay.
Only by... It's only by choice, right?
Only by choice.
Yeah. Okay. Only by choice. All right? Feel better?
I'm done.
All right?
Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It'll be all right.
It.
Absolutely.
Good.
Okay.
Right. See you.
Take care.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Ladies?
Oh, we're good.
They're good.
Yeah,
Thursday.
I'm going to come
Thursday.
Thursday.
The riders are coming. The riders are coming. Yay.
We're good.
Excellent. Okay. If there are no other issues or discussion, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
He's smiling.
Meeting is adjourned.
Turns out the lights and cries in the dark.